Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Is it time for citywide garage sales? Well, it is in some places, and depending on the city you live in, you may want to check that out. There are very many of them in the spring, not so many in the fall, but there are some. And the one that I wanted to mention specifically to you is the one that's sponsored by Atlantic Business and Professional Women's. It's the Fall Citywide Garage Sale, and it's being held September 23rd. So that's a few days away. So you're going, well, I won't remember that. Well, put it on your calendar. If you love garage sales, you won't want to miss it. And also, it's 23rd and 24th, by the way. That's the Friday and Saturday. But if you're thinking about having a garage sale, yard sale, whatever, wherever it's going to be, now's the time to be thinking about it and planning for it. The last day registration is September 20th, so it's really close to the actual date. But BPW needs that information so you can be on the map and get the advertising out, because they have those maps available at all the Casey stores, at the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, at Atlantic Hy-Vee, Fairway, and it will be printed in the Atlantic News Telegraph, and you can even go to website atlanticiowa.com/upcoming events. So lots of places. If you're going to be a shopper, you know, there will be a lot of places that you can find the map so you know how to plan your route out and get the most out of your day. But if you're going to be a seller, now is the time to be thinking about that and maybe not wait until September 20th to register. To register, you need to contact Becky Bonney at 254-0838 or Marlene Jensen at 243-3306. And I would tell you this information is on KJAN's website for Daily Diary. So you can go on that site and find all of this information. So put it on your calendar if you want to be a shopper. It'll be great to be out there in the fall and finding those maybe Christmas gifts or Christmas decorations and Halloween decorations and all that kind of good stuff. A fall garage sale can be really a fun thing to go to. But if you're planning to be one of those sellers, now is the time to be thinking about that and getting ready. Now, some of you are, you've had garage sales, yard sales often, and you got that kind of down pat. But if you haven't been doing it, or if you want to improve your sales, here's some things that you might want to think about to get ready to do that. Think about how the items are arranged. Maybe you want to use kind of a theme, and I know a lot of people do this, like all of the Christmas decorations are together, or all of the vases or whatever you have a lot of are together. And for some people, that's a really big help in organizing and also for the shoppers. Other people think, well, I should just scatter them out, because if they come to look for one thing and there's something next door to it, they might like that. But for the most part, it's going to be more organized and a little easier for shoppers to really find what they want. If they're coming with, you know, something in mind, to have things kind of organized together. If you have a big ticket item or perhaps some electronic items or appliances, it would be really good to have the instruction book with it if you still have that. Or at the very least, perhaps a copy off from a website, the description of it, so that people have a little more information about it. When you're setting up, think about, of course, displaying your items to their advantage. So many garage sales are just kind of a collection of stuff piled up. But customers want bargains. They feel with the feel of a store. So put the highest value items at eye level. You know, that's what happens in lots of stores. And clearly marked on a high value table. So kind of put it out there so it'll catch people's eye. And you might, if you have a special item, you know, how do you draw people into your, think about this now, your business, your store. How do you draw people into that store? Well, perhaps you have something by the entrance, by the road, somewhere that's a big unusual kind of item that will draw people in. Perhaps they hadn't planned to stop and they see this item and go, ooh, there's some really interesting things going on here. Now, we talked about organizing, but you probably also want a couple of boxes where there's all kinds of stuff in it, perhaps lower cost items. But some people love to hunt through those boxes, and so you want a few of those kinds of things for the shoppers who really want to look like, feel like they're getting a bargain. Also, it's a positive thing to have a free box because people think they're really getting something extra. Or you may want to give away a complimentary item with each purchase. And or think about at many businesses, they're kind of cutesy little things, the things that are, you didn't plan to come to buy, they're right there by the checkout. So maybe there's some of those small things you think people won't really see this. So have them right there where you're taking money and they may catch people's eye. So kind of got to think like a customer. Another thing related to organizing is that most people, when they're shopping wherever, prefer to move through stores counterclockwise. In other words, to the right. So get your customers to do the same thing. Get them started at a certain point. Maybe you're going to give them a glass of free lemonade or a little snack, something to get them started. Or have a really important display, something that looks really good. Something to get them started at a certain point. And then get them to move around the area, whether that's a garage or a yard, to the right. Place your most expensive and desirable items at the back. So again, you're drawing them through your display to the back. As long as your customers can see those items from where they enter, they will walk past all the other items first. And that's what you want to do, is get people to walk by your items because you might catch their eyes. Another suggestion, and this, by the way, comes from a person who does this all the time and has done it for years. And I'm guessing there's some of you who could write your own instructions in your own book. But here's another one that is suggested, is to slow customers down. Instead of lining your area, the garage, the yard, where with long tables, consider staggering them in such a way that customers slow down. Of course, you don't want big bottlenecks, but to kind of get them to move a little more slowly so that maybe there's something there that'll cut your eye. You know, when we go, if you have garage sales, I don't know, do you go to garage sales? Part of the fun of going to garage sales is just kind of looking through, probably finding something you didn't know you needed, but hey, this will be a good thing to add to my store of things. And sometimes you find some things really, really useful. I actually have done that in the past, found those things that I never needed, but found some things that were really, really useful and have had them for years because I keep using them. Display, we've kind of said this, impulse purchases. And again, that's kind of keeping it somewhere where people can, oh, well, that looks like a fun thing. I could use that. That would be a fun thing to have, whether I can use it or not. Now, here's one that I haven't gotten into, but I think is a really good idea because I don't use Pinterest. It is not one of the suggestions I may use, but I think it's a really good suggestion. And that is, if you have some unusual things, maybe some things that could be upcycled, recycled, maybe have a picture from Pinterest that shows some ideas of how that item could be used, whether it's a craft item or a way of doing something with furniture or even an arrangement of some sort. You know, again, people say, oh, I hadn't thought of that. Well, now I need this item because here's an idea that I can put to use. So if you want to really get organized with that, that would be a good way to get people to look at things and say, yes, that's something that I could use. That's something I would like. So yard sale or garage sale, remember, it takes time. Again, if you've done that before, you know it takes time. And so now's the time, if you want to get in on any of the fall garage sales, to be thinking about it and planning how you'd like to do that. So until next time, remember that it always seems impossible until it's done.